Can I first of all say you're going to Washington to meet Donald Trump, I think, on Friday. It's been reported in the papers as well that he is going to come here in the summer. Are you hoping that that's going to happen?
Well, I would look forward to welcoming President Trump here to the United Kingdom sometime this year, if that's possible. But of course, in terms of state visits, that's a matter for Buckingham Palace, and they haven't announced the visits for this year yet.
What did you make of his inauguration speech?
Well, I think his inauguration speech had a very clear message to it, which is the message that he gave during his campaign about putting America first. But if you think about it, any leader, any government, as we do here in the United Kingdom, when we look at any issue, we ensure that we're putting UK's interests and the interests of British people first.
And you're going on Friday to talk to him, is that right?
Yes, I'm going to be at the end of the week, and I shall be meeting him on Friday and talking to him on Friday. And there'll be many issues for us to talk about, because obviously the special relationship between the UK and the US has been strong for many years. We'll have opportunity to talk about our possible future trading relationship, but also some of the world challenges that we all face, issues like defeating terrorism, the conflict in Syria.
Because this is a man that Britain both needs, but is also incredibly divisive. Your own policy chief, George Freeman, said that the inauguration speech you've just praised was deliberately divisive and confrontational and showed the politics of hate, and a lot of people agree with him.
Yeah. What I think is important is that when I sit down with Donald Trump, I'm going to be able to talk about how we can build on that special relationship. He's